So Owen Leonard, manager of School War Under 17 Ladies, delighted to get speaking to you in All-Ireland Final Week. Welcome to Highland.
Thanks very much, Oisin.
What sort of excitement is there around the school this week, Owen? I suppose in particular from the victory at the semi-final, because it's always a nice environment to be coming towards the end of the school year and one of the sides playing in an All-Ireland decider.
Absolutely, you know, it's fantastic achievement from the team, and there's huge excitement building here in the school and in the community. You know, they really are an excellent group. They can be really proud of their achievements. We at school are really proud of them. So there's a lot of excitement building. You know, they're inspirational role models, and they're leading the way in promoting girls' involvement in all sports. So they deserve all the accolades they get this week. And, you know, it's also really a reflection of all the hard work that's been done in the community on a voluntary basis at club level as well. So it's a success story for the club, the community, and the school as well.
Yeah, certainly is. And I suppose we have to mention the older girls as well. The 19s were also involved in an All-Ireland run, so they were.
Absolutely, yeah. They won Ulster and they were in All-Ireland semi-final recently. So there's a lot of excitement around girls' soccer and girls' sport here in the school the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So then tell us about your run to the final. You played five games in the competition, which has got you now to the big decider, Owen.
Yeah, well, we've had a great run through the competition. The group have been brilliant throughout. We had some really, really tough games, you know, particularly in the Ulster final against Carindonagh. It was an extra time win. It really looked like penalties. It was a very even contest. And we got that little bit of luck and our hard work deserved. So, again, in the All-Ireland semi-final, we played a very, very good footballing side, say the Tractors from Tubbercurry. And we really, you know, we were under a lot of pressure at different stages in the game, but we worked really hard. We showed a lot of character, will to win, and we stuck at it. And we got that little bit of luck that we, in the extra time again, to get us over the line.
Yeah. Two big tests that went 120 minutes. So you will not fear if an All-Ireland final goes to the time added on and has to be more minutes played.
No, absolutely. It was a massive experience. And look, we're just delighted to be at this stage of the competition. I'd say it's a huge achievement. And the group can be really proud of themselves and getting this far in the competition. And we're going to enjoy it. And we hopefully will be up to the task, and we'll get a little bit of luck on the day.
Yep. Tell us about your group, about the squad. Obviously, you've got two internationals in the form of the Lochrig sisters, Jodie and Kerry, who are phenomenal footballers and have played their part in this run to the All-Ireland final. But it's not just about them. There's a full unit there, so there is one.
Absolutely. You know, they're fabulous players, but this team really works brilliantly as a group. And they've shown that throughout the competition. And they've shown that in the whole way through, especially in the last two extra time wins. Everybody has played their part. They've shown brilliant character, brilliant work rate, and you know they're a fantastic team. So we'll hope for the best on Thursday, and we'll try and bring that character and work rate and togetherness again, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of luck and get over the line.
Yeah, what does the two Lochrey sisters bring to the squad? Because obviously they've played at a really high level with the Republic of Ireland. How big an influence are they on the team?
Absolutely, you know they have that little bit of experience at international level, and you know they're playing all the time. They have a huge experience. They're also really modest, and they're fantastic to have on the team, and they're leaders on the pitch as well. So,
yeah, a big bonus to have. What about the opposition then? This coming Thursday presentation, Thurles. What do you know about them, and what's the challenge that lies ahead for you?
Yeah, well, look, they're a really strong side. They won their semi-final very comprehensively. They're well used to this stage of the competition. Most recently, they were in an All-Ireland senior final. And we're under no illusions. It's going to be a massive challenge. We'll be up to the task. We're going to enjoy the occasion. And as I say, we'll hope for a little bit of luck on the day.
Yeah. Would they be seen as favourites for it?
What we did, the fact that they were in the senior final as well this year, they would have to be seen as favourites, yes.
What about the girls from School War and Buncrana? It's been a while since an All-Ireland title came to any showing for the ladies.
It is. It must be 20 years. So it just builds as the excitement and as the achievement on the team and getting this far in the competition. So they're going to enjoy the build-up. They're going to enjoy the week. They can't do any more now. Only rest and look forward to it and enjoy the occasion on Thursday.
Yeah, what about the surface, the pitch? You played a lot of your games in grass. You're now moving to 3G.
Yeah, well, obviously it'll be a fast surface, but look, it's the same for both teams. The team are well used to playing on both surfaces in at other underage levels within the school and also at club level. So it shouldn't be an issue, and hopefully we'll adapt quite quickly on the day to it.
Yeah. Will it suit the style of football that you play, will it?
It should do. Game. Yeah, we play great football throughout the competition, and hopefully it will add be an advantage for us on Thursday.
Well, listen, hopefully you play great football on Thursday as well, and you get your hands in an All-Ireland title. All we can do at Highland Owners wish you and your under-17 ladies team down in Skullwar the very best of luck on Thursday.
Thanks very much, Oisin. I'd just like to say also before I go, you know, we've had brilliant support here at the school from our principal, Miss Rosalind Grant, all the staff, all of their peers, the parents, the wider community, and you know, we really appreciate all the support we've got throughout the competition.